I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List Hi, Em.
Hi.
We're here.
We are here.
We're queer.
Get used to it. We have a lovely gal coming in today, and she's a youth.
Great.
Hanging on to her youth at 25, a ripe 25.
Cusper.
I know. You know, and it's great because I like an old youth because they're knowledgeable, they're opinionated, and yet so youthful.
Right.
Yep.
It's a perfect mix.
It's a real sweet age.
Question for you.
Yes.
Do you have a current pump-up jam?
I don't. You know what song I've really been loving?
Go ahead. I'm so excited.
You know what? I'm going to mess up the name, so I'm going to just take to the Google.
While you do,
yep.
I'll share mine.
Okay, great.
Rihanna's Work.
Oh, yeah.
Truth be told, I'm playing it 4 to 5 to 6 times in the row.
Okay.
In the row.
And you're like, wah, 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 wah. Yep.
I'm shaking my hips. I'm doing dance moves as I drive.
Oh, here. Lady Gaga's Joanne.
Oh.
It's real soulful. It feels like a 70s song.
She's great. She's killing it.
That's what I've got on repeat right now. Okay.
I want to go get that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get it on repeat. I'm going to get my Apple Music together on the ride home and get my Joanne together.
I mean, can Rihanna take a break? Or
she can. It's like shocking. I'm not even, you know, I have Apple Music. I have a new car that allows me to kind of shuffle through.
Oh, that's nice.
But what I'm doing is just going for the one song that I want to hear over and over again.
I get it. Sometimes you get stuck in this thing.
Girl, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I'm real stuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's my getting ready pump-up jam. It's my going to and fro Los Angeles pump-up jam. It's just really doing me right.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Glad. I'm glad she's here with you through these times.
These just really troubled times.
Great.
So we have in Chelsea.
Chelsea Frank. 25.
Great name.
She's a writer. She's a comedian. She is going to talk to us about breakup texts.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, because, you know, that's not something that you and I grew up with.
Certainly not.
Perhaps never experienced.
Well, I have experienced it. You know, I went through that little period of time when I was in New York several years ago, where I was dating online.
I was there with you.
Yeah, you were there by my side.
Yes.
And I had a couple of – I let some fellas down via the text.
Okay, that's good.
But, you know, they were quick little things, you know. I don't even remember what I said, but yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
So you've sent and received.
I've sent and received.
I probably have too, but maybe not like – I wouldn't say if there were rules of sending – the breakup text that I would know them.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, now push comes to shove, did I send a breakup text?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know there were people I was talking to and then I wasn't talking to them again. I think I did. I think I would message or text and say, you know what? I don't think this is working.
I'm all set. Thanks.
I'm straight.
Sincerely, DM.
Yeah. It's a wrap, you know.
Martini shot. None of those. Okay, great. But yeah, I think she's got some insights into that. So we're going to pick her pretty little brain.
Great. I love a 25-year-old youth. This is just a nice, sweet spot for us to get into.
Let's bring her in.
Great.
OMFG! Chelsea.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It is a delight.
And thanks for the beer.
Oh, my gosh. You are so welcome. I was just trying to tell Deanna how we found you, and I forgot.
Yeah, how did you find me?
So let me look. We have, like, 21 mutual friends on Facebook.
21 mutuals?
Yeah, 21.
Whoa. That means you're related.
Yeah.
Ahmed Weinberg.
Sure.
Former guest.
Classic.
Matt LeGrande.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is, what is this, our whole?
Two.
Ellie McIlvain.
Quality dudes. Oh, a third quality woman.
Brendan Scannell.
Get out of town.
Dahlia Karnofsky. Oh, I mean, God, these Shelby
are
all Farrow.
These are our main hoes.
Brandon Wardell. Jack Knight. Garrick Bernard. I mean, she's in the crew. Up. She's in the crew.
You were coming to us regardless. I mean, we are your people. You know, this is where you belong.
I do feel like you guys are both wearing comfy sweaters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just like I want to cuddle you immediately.
And
I
you're
feel
welcome
very safe
to.
And like— This is a spooning center, I
We're
feel like.
We're open to that.
This is a good vibe I'm getting. Yeah, no, I know all Thank those you. People from the stand-up world.
Okay. And were you aware that they had all done this podcast?
Do you
I knew
know us?
Ally McCoskey did it.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Jack Ally. Knight, I saw that as well. Yeah, okay. I've great. Seen a few of my friends, peers, whatever you want to call them. Well, friends. That they had done this before.
That's so nice.
Love Jack Knight. God damn it.
Yeah, he's super funny. Super funny.
Love me some Jack Knight. Always have, always will.
Look, don't be afraid to talk about it.
I so won't. Did you Facebook stalk me and that's how you found me or what?
No. Like, getting like back mutual, to the weird.
Because I added you first. So I will that's say correct. I hunted you down first.
I think that I was in talks with someone who backed out, and I'm not going to name her name, but I think she was like, you
of
know
our
who
show.
Would be perfect. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a sloppy second, but like in a good way.
Well, we get a lot of recommends from very talented people.
I'm just messing
but
with
she,
you. It's okay.
She was someone I had talked to, and she was down. And then I got a message in the morning that was like, "I just can't do it." And I was like, "That's okay.
You don't, I'm taking
no
a
pressure.
Mental health day."
Yeah. Right. And I was like, "All right, girl." And she was like, "But I really want to recommend someone good, and good was you."
Well, thank you to this mysterious mental health. Advocate.
Yeah. I was going to say advocate, too. Are you watching Real Housewives?
No, but you know what?
Oh.
Because there's an advocate yeah. for Jolander.
Yes,
she so has a health advocate mm-hmm. Who helps her through her Lyme disease.
Which I'm not sure. I mean, is she a nurse?
She's an ad. I mean, she's not.
Does she
I don't
have
think
qualifications? Because I would like to be a health advocate.
I believe yeah. she has had a past that's sorted.
That's right.
Like
that's
a stripper
right. I learned
past.
That on Bitch Sesh.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. So
did.
That's
yeah.
where I learned
yeah.
most things.
That's right. I remember that. We have some of your tweets here, actually.
Let's
do you mind
them.
If we read a couple?
Let's learn about you.
All right. I'm going to turn bright red, but have fun.
That's okay.
Listen, Jewess, we got you. okay. So maybe this was, this was a while ago, but I love this one. Opinions are like assholes. Hadn't adequately explored mine until my mid-20s. So true.
Oh, sorry,
I mean,
Dad.
What we don't know about vaginas, don't get me started. We certainly don't know a thing about
How
our...
How could we know?
There are plenty of ways to know.
Yeah, I know. I don't even look back there.
Well,
I know nothing about what's going on back there.
First of all, I will say that you are lucky that you've never had to look back there.
Can I say that one thing about this? I just got a wax recently.
Oh, bring
it. I like never, I don't wax very often, but I did. I found out, like, I watch a lot of like tutorials and beauty stuff on mm-hmm. online, and people were talking about sugaring. And I was like, I want to try it. It seems cool. It's like natural. And I went and like, they straight up, like, I was not prepared that
for
they
the
just,
all fours.
Like, go for the butthole.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
don't even really, like, warn you first.
No.
They're just like, okay, like, leg spread, like, butt up, whatever it is. And I'm like, why do you need to, like, see that part? And they just go for it. Yeah. And they're like, look, if you come in to get waxed, you're going to need to, like, prepare yourself for the fact that we're going to take a good, hard look at your butthole. I don't think anybody, I think a doctor has been that
close
to that. I've never, it's just like.
Couple questions.
You know?
One, how was sugaring? How did you do a full Brazilian, like gone?
Yeah,
everything gone.
All that.
All gone.
I'm not like, no shade. I mean, whatever. Whoever
so no
wants.
Landing strip, everything gone.
Okay, I think that looks weirder in my personal opinion.
Your
you
professional
got it,
opinion.
Do your thing, whatever. In my professional, been waxed like 3 times in my life opinion, I just think it looks, it's either like have it all and like make, like keep it tame, like have it all or like have none.
Got
but
it.
When you start to like have weird, like hair designs down there, like what, remember, it's like, you know, it weirds me out. It's like those guys that have like patches of hair or like they like do the
oh
weird
God,
like hairstyles
so
where it's like
it
Cisco back when it was like the leopard, cheetah, whatever that, it's like, that's what I start imagining that when it's like a sort of design, it weirds me out for me personally.
Okay.
If you've got a landing, either of you, live your life. Yeah. Have fun with it.
I'm in total agreement with you.
It's just like pick a side, you know? Yeah. It just seems like it just seems random.
Well, for me, with a landing strip, I will say that one of the main reasons.
Do you have one? I do. Oh,
no,
I didn't mean
to
offend you then. I'm sorry.
I'm so not a
This
I'm
is something we've about. Actually recently talked about.
It was, but I think just on the phone to each other.
But then we texted Caroline Goldfarb. And emu. And tried to get, because we were like, what are girls, what are the youngins
doing? What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Actually, because I brought up my landing strip and Deanna shamed me.
This is true. We're together, you and I are on the same.
But here,
but you guys are close enough friends that you can shame her. I don't know her, so I can't shame you.
You're not shaming Emily. You're just talking about the general vibe of like all or nothing.
Just for me personally.
Which, and I'm in agreement.
I don't want to turn my, like, pubic hair into,
an art
you know,
installation.
Yeah, it's just like.
I'm a little bit more avant-garde than you guys. That's fine. No, for me, it's about the pain. That last little bit right above your hoo-ha bajoo-jaw, like, that is the most painful part.
Oh, really? I feel like it's not as painful as other parts.
God bless your clit.
I have a good, strong, firm clit.
Yeah,
I can withstand.
Mine's like, ew.
You're just like, I'm a baby lamb.
Yeah.
Like, leave
no,
me
alone. It's not into
oh,
it.
I feel that. Okay. Well, then that makes sense.
It's because I'm a pussy is really what I'm trying to say.
No, I mean, if it hurts you, it's already a whole ordeal.
Oh, it's such an ordeal.
I've only gotten the Brazilian a couple times, but I will say the butthole part was my favorite part.
It doesn't hurt at
it
all.
It feels great. Why do you laugh, Emily?
Oh my God. I feel like you're just admitting to us that you like ass play, which
do
is
I?
Great.
No, but, like, it doesn't hurt. At least it's like pain-free. It's ass play that like doesn't involve a guy like jamming it up there, you know? It's usually like a nice blonde sugar wax lady who's just like delicate and asking you about your sisters.
Stop clapping it up, Emily.
The butt is my favorite part.
It was because it didn't hurt. It felt refreshing. I liked it.
It's nice and clean back there. I will say it's nice. One thing that has happened, I've had a long-standing relationship with my waxer. Mm-hmm. And when I first started going to her, I was like, in my early to mid-20s. And I just wasn't doing I was like, please don't touch my butt.
Right.
Like, I just, first thing, I was like, I'm not going to flip over or do the thing. Like, I'm not doing that. And she was like, okay. But now I've been going to her for so long. And she's always like, oh, yeah, we don't do that. And I'm like, but now maybe you could just clean her.
You got locked into it.
But I'm locked in. So my butt's a goddamn mess.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just not sure how you, like, bring it up, you know? I mean, we've been through, like, breakups and divorces and all these things together, and I can't bring up my butt.
I just gotta go, look, I've reached a new phase, and I look her right. Don't break eye contact the entire time. Look at her dead in the eyes while she's doing it, and you'll never have to have the talk again.
That's right. True. Oh, I like that as a technique in general.
And she'd be fine with it.
She'd be like, you're sexually harassing me with your face.
She touches buttholes all day. She doesn't care.
She'd
probably
care.
Be proud of you for like getting
She's
to
like,
that
finally,
point.
I've been crying for your husband this whole time. That you have this hairy ass butt.
She's like, why won't you let me fully deal with you?
I know, I don't know.
So wait, did we find out if sugaring is more or less painful than wax? What did we find out?
I feel like people say it. I don't know that it's any less painful. Okay. But it's definitely like, I mean, it comes off so easily. The wax, like, there's no stickiness after because that's it's nice. Just with water, it just comes right off. So that's the best part is like, you don't walk around with like, you know how you still have wax left over and on your pants, it like sticks. That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's probably better. I have super sensitive skin, so I think it's better for your skin.
Great.
I don't know. I think it's all the same. It all sucks. Basically, I just feel like you should get it as a tax write-off either way.
Definitely. Well, you know, tampons, all of it, it's taxed. What a ludicrous society we live
ludicrous.
In.
Ludicrous.
So here's a real fun thing Chelsea Frank said. I love that name. Great name.
Thank you. It's natural.
Great.
Not dyed.
No. Great, great, great. A fun thing you should do right now, RN. By the way, I don't think I've ever fully understood what RN is till this moment.
Get the fuck out of
here. I'm not kidding you because I see it and I skip it. I just skip it because I never knew. And then just reading it aloud, it hit me like a brick in the face.
Do you think nurse when you see it?
Nurse? I just say I skip because I don't have it and I'm just like skipping over it.
That's so funny.
A fun thing you should do right now, RN, is Venmo request $12 to all of your exes with the caption, pregnancy test, emergency, and then immediately go to bed. That is hilarity.
Stone cold, girl.
Thank you.
Did you do it?
I will.
You will.
Don't worry. Yeah. I'm planning the right moment for my attack.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I may
one.
Also just go through and then request like $5 from all of my exes periodically. Just yep. keep doing it until they
cough it up.
Until they do it. Just for fun. Just to see if they'll do it. I don't need their money.
They'll do it.
It would just it's just fun for me. I feel I'm on pretty good terms with all of my exes.
Oh, see, that's nice.
That's fine. So yeah. I just feel like once in a while a good jab to the nutsack is like good for them just to keep it in check.
What how many exes are we talking and how long are we dating them?
Okay, so here's the deal. I have so many people that I just consider an ex, but I haven't had a boyfriend since I was like 20.
Okay.
So I just call these people that I dated, no matter how briefly.
An ex.
And so like just one
it's
date.
It's easier than going, no.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm a mess, but I'm not that much of a mess. I feel like, no, it's more like, it's easier than going a guy I dated for a couple months, like fling, right. a whatever, a, like a more of romance, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
It's easier than just like explaining all that. So I just call them exes to like keep it
succinct.
Economical, you know?
Yeah. Let's, no, I get it. It's much cleaner. It's much cleaner
for
than
sure.
having to
but
describe
none
it
of these people like would even consider, yeah, they wouldn't call me an ex.
So you're 25, right?
Yeah.
So we've been in a five-year strange period.
It's real rough.
Okay. And so it's just like maybe you're hanging out for like a month or two, and then what happens?
Well, okay, part of this is that I travel – or like I was living in several countries for a five-year period.
What?
Which is
God,
like
you just
first
got
world
exotic.
Problems. I know. I have lots of depth. No, but it's like part of it is that it was because I was only living in places for like 6 months to a year or sometimes less. So a lot of those, you know, a lot of that time was like I would date somebody and be like, well, we have a hard out date, so we're not going to get like that
too serious.
Or like Fair. We know we're going to break up. So it's just those often was that. And then I came to, back to, I'm from LA, but I came back to LA a couple years ago. So I've only really been able to like seriously date somebody for 2-3 years, and LA just is so shitty.
No one's coming through.
There's like there's just not a lot of there's so many great women and just not a lot of good dudes. Everyone's a Peter Pan here. They just like don't want to grow up. They don't want to like
Truth.
Commit. I'm just over all that.
Do you think that's specific to LA or perhaps your generation?
I think it's like my generation, but it's exacerbated to a crazy degree here in LA. I think in big cities, like New York, LA, I went to college in New York. New York wasn't as bad as it is here, though.
So we had Jason Mantzoukas on a couple weeks ago, and we were kind of getting into the question of, do you know who he is?
Like
comedian?
Really.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
fine.
But
so
I don't know
he's,
personally.
He's a comedian.
He's an elder.
He's
not
old.
A youth.
He's one of us.
He's not on social media. Completely off.
That's, I'm, like, I just got so wet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Jason, if you're listening.
Jason, this is not
incredible.
A terrible idea, by the way. I already feel like it could work.
this is what everybody is doing to me lately. They're like, I have a man for you. I'm like, I'm 25. Relax. Like, you don't have to do that yet. Talk to me in 15 years when I'm
oh,
like.
Oh, I like that.
Oh.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be 40 before you really.
Well,
wait, what's
like,
15, 25?
Yeah, it's 40.
We don't
it
do
is
that.
No, but it's just like.
I got into 40 with my math, and then I got nervous. I was wrong.
No, you're right. No, but please set me up with literally whoever. Go ahead.
But we were talking about, you know, he's got game, genuine game, right? So game that's just been cultivated as a man who's been living life and moving through this planet. He knows how to get a number, can pull a number sitting next to someone. He's can ask somebody out on a date. He knows how to be a man. I can't explain
according
it any more than that.
According to him or
according
to
me?
To you?
I'm saying
okay,
that in
okay.
my opinion.
And I'm in agreement.
Cool.
Right? Yeah. So someone who – and then when we look at our youths, our male youths specifically, we don't see – and Emily made a brilliant point because we were saying we don't think they're having that much sex – and he's like, I think what we came to was they may be having sex, but they do not have game. So that's kind of what we landed on. Like, younger people might be doing it more than maybe when we were in our 20s. They may be actually like P to the V more, but they don't have the game factor because they've lost that technique, which you need, like, face-to-face sort of.
Like knowing how to just meet someone and be like, you know what, you seem really cool. I'd like to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Like, simple. Does that ever happen?
I don't really date a lot of guys that are like my age or younger, so I don't really like feel like I do on the apps, but like I talk to guys in real life, and I'm very aggressive though. Like, I'm the person that's got the game that's gonna go up to you and be like, hey,
I can see
the whole
that.
Thing. I'm just that. Too aggressive. I don't even give guys a chance, to be honest.
Wow.
I don't give them like the moment to be able to do it. I'm too like pouncy. So
you're my hero.
I know.
It's not. Like it's it. Just like I'm just that way. My dad's a New York, like a Brooklyn, super Jewy Brooklyn guy. I am very much his daughter. I'm just like, if I see something I like, I'm going to be like, all right, we're going on a date. It's not really like a question. It's just happening.
Oh, my God. I'm like super into this.
But so I don't know. I mean, but yes, I agree with you, though. I think like 18, 20-year-old boys are idiots.
And but how about how to, 25 like, to 30?
Yeah, I don't – I mean, yeah, I guess people don't really – they don't really talk to each other. Like, I always go to grocery stores being like, maybe I'll meet somebody here, and no, it never happens. Because the only guys that go to grocery stores are, like, married.
Ew.
Oh, so annoying. like, don't go to the grocery store if you're not single. It's so rude.
It is rude.
Guys at Whole Foods, they always go – they're all – I'm like – you
I feel
should
like
not
there
be here.
There are certain Whole Foods, though, with the food bar. If you go to the food bar and you realize someone's getting like their dinner for that night, there's a good chance they're single.
Okay, well,
don't go into the aisles. Just go to the food bar.
Just the food bar. Because those are the sad men who are like, I don't know how to cook. Let me slop this into a thing and take it home.
Great. Aim higher for me, please.
No, but they're really hot.
And the
That's
sad
the other
guys
thing.
At the food bar.
No, I actually think Emily is onto something. And no, I want you to start to listen, Chelsea. Because we're not going to just give you these pearls and have you slap them back in our face.
No, I agree. I am just messing with you. I agree. They are. The sad food aisle guys are where it's at.
It's
I'm gonna go.
True.
Will you go with me?
Yes.
All right.
Cool. I will. And I will be your wing woman, and I'll be like, oh, have you had that before? Is it good? is that gonna work?
That's more gonna work.
Okay,
that's
great.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree that they've lost their game. They've just lost, you know what it is also?
Yes.
They like don't know how to flirt.
Yes. Right.
They've lost, they like, it's an art form. You know who is a great flirt?
Tell us. Wait.
He's a good friend of mine, and he would actually love me saying this about him. You know Alan Strickland Williams?
No.
I've heard his name.
He's such a flirt boy. Like, he flirts with everybody, and he's just like, he's great at it. He's a good flirt. Even if you know it's like him and I are just friends, and it's like, you know, I've seen him in action. He's got a girlfriend now. I've seen him flirt with her.
Yep.
He, swear to God, such good flirt game.
It's awesome.
And it's a dying art.
Bisexual, gender fluid, anything like that?
I'm not sure. I don't actually know, but he's got a girlfriend now, so right now he's nothing. He's committed.
he's goddamn nothing now.
No, but I mean, I appreciate it's an art form, and I think a lot of guys have lost to, they don't know the art. They haven't looked at their elders and learned this beautiful skill of being able to, like, you know.
That's correct.
Shimmy with your eyeballs. I don't even know.
Are you a flirt, Deanna?
I've been accused of being a flirt.
I would say
would
yes.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
I have been accused of being a flirt before, and I am. It always takes me back because I don't think I see myself like that, but maybe a little bit.
Did your husband bring the flirt when you guys first met?
You know, we had a very, very sweet first date and like amazing. So I don't know if he brought a lot of I'm so happy to be with you right now.
So
you know, I don't know if
Chelsea,
I would say
take a note because that is what we are all looking for right there.
I don't know
there.
If it was, you know, he was holding my hand at dinner. He was, you know, staring at me, you know, just in not almost a creepy way, but not too creepy. But like, oh, I was almost taken.
I was like,
dial it back a little bit. It's so overwhelming. Aww. But you know, he brought it. Yeah. You know, he did.
Yeah. Okay, that is so cute.
It was really cute.
It's like
cute.
We dream. Ugh, it's so hot. I love that. Yeah, I don't know. And especially like, but now, okay, so this is what I do think the difference is. Like, I think whereas guys in their 30s or 40s, they don't have as good texting game. They have no idea how to flirt via text. They don't know how to court you via text. Nope. They don't know how to – they do not understand proper social media etiquette at all.
What are you seeing?
Like over-liking or not liking at all. You got to kind of like – they just don't – they don't get it. They comment weird shit. It's like old man Facebooker.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed for them.
It's really embarrassing. Or they say like – sincerely, and then they write their name, and it's like, I know it's you because it says, just
nobody
don't do
does
this.
That.
Like, I can't get it up for you anymore. It's just, that's, and so they, well, they lack there, or they're just like not good texters.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you're a busy, like, if we're doing shit, you gotta be a good texter. A lot of the time is spent with the phone. So younger guys, they have good, like, social media game, and they're like great, like, when you're not around each other.
Yeah.
But then you're, like, together, and there's just, like, wow, you really don't know how to, like, talk about anything but yourself, do you?
Oy.
I mean, that's really – I mean, that sounds, like, bitter, huh?
No,
I think it's probably
fine. It just is
it
what it is.
Sad.
Well, but it sounds bitter and jaded, but it's, like, the it's – I mean, just being honest. I mean, they really don't know how to do anything but, like, talk about themselves.
Do you think they're flirting, though, over text? Like, is that the way that, like, the men flirt in when they're younger?
Yeah, because a lot of it is, even when they're together, like, I look at, I don't spend that much time with teens, but, like, when I do, they are, even when they're all together, they're on their phones, they're, like, not really engaging, and a lot, so much of it's, like, on Snapchat, and they're just, like, recording themselves, and they're just, like, it's very technology, so, it's like, that's the way we do it these days, I guess. And nothing is, like, if a guy is great and he can flirt via text, it's, like, a really hot thing. Mm. I'm a victim of this.
Yeah. She's a victim.
I'm a victim of this. I can't.
No, a hot text is a hot text.
A hot text is a hot text.
Or just, like, knowing, you know, like, checking in the morning and asking how you are, but then not texting you too much. But then, like, maybe even calling you goodnight. Like,
whoa.
Those are some
That's
some
elevated game right there.
I would say that would be an in-between the old school and the new school.
That's about a 32-year-old.
That's a nice hybrid.
Yeah. You're getting about 32, 33 is able to do all of that.
Yo, find me a nice hybrid.
Yeah. You need a a hybrid is really where it's at.
I want a hybrid.
I mean, to hear that one of our brethren are out there with a sincerely on social media is really hurting my feelings.
We have to take a step back and really analyze ourselves.
Oh, I'm sure
in
I'm
this
doing
moment.
Things wrong. You know?
I know.
It's so embarrassing.
Like, what else is embarrassing that you receive from people who are not of your age?
So what would an over-liking be? So you're, like, you're seeing
how many
a guy,
pictures
how
liked
many,
it once?
If they go for that, like, way back in the day, if they, like, go, look, I get we all stalk. We all, like, if we're gonna, you know, if we want to dig up some info, we all go through, and nobody is a bigger stalker than me. And you like go and look through all the old stuff, but like, there's no reason you need to leave a trail of like y'all you're liking.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to go back to like 2012 and like my shit from then.
Right.
It's weird. I know you do it. Just don't leave
just
like
it.
Evidence
like
of it. Yeah.
That's really embarrassing.
It is. And then they don't realize that because they did it, all of their friends will see that they went and, like, you know how you can see what people – then they don't realize, like, oh, that's weird.
Emily, did I give you – I think we may have already dealt with this, but that hot tip that I learned, did we deal with it on this podcast?
I don't think we
– podcast?
Oh, did we? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
Sometimes
think we
Sometimes it's hard
because
we talk a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so – someone from Instagram, a listener, sent us the hottest tip. If we're being redundant, apologies, but I want to share it with you.
Please do.
Because if something like this happens to you, I want you to be armed, you know, with knowledge.
Okay.
Okay?
And you might know it.
You may
know
it.
Credit.
And she very well may.
Yeah. Please.
I don't think she does.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Place
I don't think she does.
Give me the wisdom.
So you're insta-stalking, right? Mm-hmm. You're about to date a guy. He's older. He started, you know, Instagramming several years ago when the app came out. You're looking.
You're making oopsies.
Oops. You hit one. By accident, you
Crap.
Like it.
It's happened.
She knows. She knows what to do.
I know you're going to. So please continue for
well,
our listeners.
Well, so what I learned, and I can't – it was like some young, hot man
was
from
very,
Vanity
like
Fair model is the one who gave this hot tip. You immediately.
Thank you for listening, sir.
Unlike it immediately, and then you race your finger up to the beginning, the one of the first couple of posts,
and you like
one of those. So when they go to look at it, they see that you have like. She's nodding. Yes, you've already know this, so you already know. And my apologies for thinking I was bringing you information.
But you
tap one of the first ones so that the person. Only sees that. They don't see the trail of how deep down you went.
I'm nodding because I'm laughing because I found this out the hard way where I liked way back in the day liked his ex-girlfriend's engagement photo from like whatever.
Jesus Christos.
And so, I'm sorry. I'm talking. I want to look at your beautiful face. Old school stuff.
What happened?
So I freaked, and then I asked everybody what I do, and they were like, just unlike it, and then go and like the first one, and at least look, okay. They're both bad because so this it's like was, weird that I'm like,
paint the picture. This is an ex, you're seeing a guy,
you're stalking the ex
girlfriend.
Well, like, you don't do it.
I know.
Come on.
She looked at me so hard.
I know.
Like, you don't do it.
I actually don't with my husband. Do you?
No, I don't know one person that.
What do you mean?
No, but even when we were not married, I did not stalk his exes. I think it's the first time, however, that I did not do that in my life.
Well, I'm happy for you.
No, I have done it many a time, just not.
No, I have not. Recently. So I was like, "How? This is bad because either way, I'm liking it." So I just, and so somebody was like, "Just go in like the first one because at least then you didn't like from way back in
it's
the day."
It's still so weird.
It's
though.
So weird. But like, what were my options?
No, you
had
the
no
right
options.
Thing.
You were out of options.
So I literally texted the entire world and was like, "Get me out of this pickle." And I wanted to know. I was like, "I will delete the only way.
I'll
to,
delete
like,
my real, account.
I'll just delete my account." But I was like, "Whatever." And yeah, she never. Like, I don't let me.
Well, what is she gonna do? Like, hey ho, I know your game. Yeah,
she had you though. She knew. She was like, oh, shit.
You know what? She was gorgeous and like perfect and sweet seeming, and she had this cute dog. I felt threatened by her. I'll say that much.
And that picture that you initially liked was the picture of them engaged.
Yeah.
The guy you were currently dating and
she was
her.
She was an ex-fiancé.
That's tough.
That's a lot.
But I accidentally liked that photo out of all of the photos. To like, you know what I mean? It was just like, I was like, Chelsea, you deserve this. Like, what are you doing here?
Right.
It was a wake-up call.
And
look, it was received. You got the fuck out of there.
I woke the fuck up.
I love that you were about to delete your online presence, like, across all platforms.
Like, I give up comedy. I am no longer going
to
be
moving back
to New
York.
Never stage. Yeah, exactly.
Got to get out of here.
So are people breaking up over text, too?
This is something that I have seen. Okay. I had this discussion with another staff writer on my show today because we—
You're a writer?
Yes.
I am
writing on a new show. It's not out yet, so I don't even if I said the name.
That's cute. I like that. Keep it mysterious.
Yeah, I'm
you
just
know?
Trying to like cultivate.
Yeah,
that
let's
sense
keep
of
it
mystique.
Mysterious. So you're a staff
but she's
writer.
She's working with a cool YouTuber, which we might get to.
Oh my god,
yeah,
I'm
he's
so
super,
excited.
He's really, really sweet. Talk about millennial though. He is like in tune. I don't know most of the shit he's talking about. So it's, you know.
You
he's
got
like
your finger
in
on the pulse.
The threat. Yeah. I'm a show. It's kind of like a late night kind of show. It's digital though. So it's like that format, but not going to be late at night whenever you want to watch it.
Right.
But yeah, it's for Seriously TV, which is a cool platform.
Yeah.
It's really
awesome.
Fun. Yeah. So one of the other writers on my show was talking to him about like, breakup texts and what he was like so adamant. He was like, if I am not in a serious committed relationship with you, that like the only time where a breakup text is wrong is if you're like in a serious committed relationship. But if we've been hooking up or casually dating for 6 months and I just don't want to talk to you anymore, I'm not calling you or seeing you to break up with you. I'm going to text you. And I was just like, I think the breakup text can be for a few days. It can be from anywhere from like one, not breakup, but like I don't want to see you anymore. One to like a few days.
Four.
But if you have shared your vagina or dick with this person, you
for
should
half
like,
a year.
He was like, if we never had the talk, I don't owe her a call. And I was just like, rude.
Yeah,
yes,
see,
you
that
do.
Is what's wrong with it's these
so,
men.
Yeah, so that actually is turning my stomach. It's so upsetting. That'll break a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'll break a bitch and she'll be all fucked up for like years and you have to undo that shit.
But I do think it's better than, okay, he was like, I will never ghost somebody though. And that is something that's been going on. People are ghosting.
That happened to my sister, Lauren, where she was dating this guy who was her boyfriend for quite some time. And then one day, he didn't call her.
So
gross. A while. Not, I mean, maybe less than a year, but probably a year.
Oh, my God.
And he just never called. And I remember being on the phone with her, and I was like, Lauren. I'm sure there's an explanation. I was like, she's totally overreacting. She's like, you don't understand. I always hear from him. Like, something is wrong. And he just never called her again. She lost her mind. He ended up moving to Vegas and like had a girlfriend who ended up being a lesbian and leaving him. But regardless, it messed her up.
Was she like, hey, what's up? Or
she went to his parents. I mean, yes, she definitely. Well, but this was her boyfriend.
I'm with her.
She thought something terrible had happened.
I would want answers.
What a pussy ass move. I hate that shit. So another writer on my show was like, I ghost. And it's because she was like, I ghost because I'm just a piece, like, I'm too chicken shit to say anything. I, like, don't want to have the conversation. I'm, like, scared. I don't want to say the wrong, I don't want it to be, she like, hates confrontation. She's a sweet girl. So we have, like, two ends of the spectrum here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the thing is that people just need help, like, they need a template. Like,
yes.
I feel like there should be, this is a one-date template, a two-date template, a three-date. This was, like, we were, like, casually seeing each other for a while.
Right.
But it's, like, not enough to have to sit down and see each other and, like, have a face-to-face. Like, that would be inappropriate to, like, have a face-to-face breakup.
Right.
It would be, like, too overkill. Right. There should be, like, a template, and I want to write them. Because I feel like I'm good at it. I, like, know how – I know what the appropriate, like – dating to breakup ratio text thing there should be.
Yes.
And we just need guidance because, like, if this schmucko who, like, doesn't call, like, who just is like, it is what it is and sorry, bye, just text girls that, like, he needs a nice template for that. And then the ghoster needs a template so that they don't ghost.
I really feel like this schmucko needs to rethink his approach, though, at 6 months. He really does.
How old is this schmuck?
26.
Too old.
If he's listening, I'm sorry. I love you.
Too old.
Don't hate me at the office.
For this, bullshit.
He's had a serious girlfriend for a long time. So, like, luckily this is not, you know, something so that he's going to be. He'll probably marry this girl. So, it's, like, fine.
He's out of the game.
But he represents a group of guys that are just, like, unless we had the talk. And it's, like, girls don't know what. We don't. It's just, it's human to human. Like, just, like, have some respect. You, like, spent a significant amount of time with this person. No matter if you had this big ass talk or not, like, be like, hey, you know, it's been great getting to know you. I just don't think that we're compatible, but
it's not that
I wish
hard.
You well.
It's
really,
really
and it can be short.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? Would, like, an email be better than a text? Because in my mind, the answer is yes, but I don't know if it is for you.
I mean, I think a breakup text can only really be if it's a short term. Like, I think you should pick up the phone and call somebody or see them.
But, like, 6 months, if he had been, instead of, like, shooting off, like, a weird text, if he had sent an email, is that on some level better?
Yes. I think an email is better, but still, I'm like,
it's still bad.
6 months, you should see them. That, to me, that deserves to be face-to-face. 6 months is a long time. I mean, if it's 6 months of once a month you've seen each other, then, like, whatever. But 6 months of regular dating, that's, like, people, like, say I love you after that amount of time. I mean,
for sure.
Shorter. I don't get it. I think personally, like, it's about respecting someone that you has, like,
as a human.
Fucking totally. Call. It's not hard.
No.
I've had a guy call me. Okay, but see, I had a guy call me after one date, and I was like, dude,
it's not too soon.
No, you have to call me. We've never even talked to each other on the phone.
Was he older?
No.
Oh.
Well, not like, I don't know what older is. I mean, like, 28? Is that old? No.
Not old.
He was in his 20s. Weird. That was weird.
It's it's really hard to hit the right note.
I know.
You know,
I know,
it is really hard to hit the right note. But
I had a guy after 4 months of dating. I thought this was kind of weird. he asked me to get a beer after work. And I was like, oh, fun, spontaneous, let's do it. So we got a beer. And then, like, before either of us had taken a sip of the, you know, the big filled
Pilsner.
Pint or whatever it was, he's like, it's been like 4 months now, and I just feel like I should be more excited about you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
God, help me.
Oh, my God. I'm like, but what do I do? I, like, have this big drink.
You're like, can I get a plastic cup?
Do I drink it? Like, or do I just walk out? Like, do I make a dramatic exit? You know, I was just kind of like, this is so funny.
Jesus,
so sometimes
the
face-to-face, like, I was almost like, you could have just texted. Not really. But, like, it was
crazy.
A lot.
You know, it's the kind of thing where we want honesty. You know, we really do. We say we do.
We do.
We want communication and we want honesty.
Yep.
And he gave you that.
He did.
But when did honesty become synonymous with just being, like, a trash human? With, like, just being rude. I mean, you can be, like, you can just say, you know what, I don't know if I'm feeling like we'd be too compatible. Compatible is my favorite word to get out of things because people can't really, they can't, okay,
can't,
if you say, like, I'm not in a place where I want a relationship right now, then they're like, well, call me when you, like, they're like, oh, are you ready for now? Are you ready, you know? There's a lot of, like, ways people can convince them. If you're just like, I don't feel compatible with you, there's, like, not much someone can say. But it's also not that – it's not making it about them. It's like, we don't work. It's not that you're bad.
It's outside of the two of you. It's
yeah,
like, it's math.
Like, it's like the equivalent of let's keep it professional if you're not in a professional setting. It's like that equivalent where it's like, it's not about you or me. It's about the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're not compatible.
Right, it's almost like a Mac and a PC. It's just there's nothing. What can you do? It's not compatible.
What can you do?
Nothing
to be done.
The sparks
are not flying.
Nope. Unless it's a Samsung 7.
Wait, then what they, is the thing? They may be flying.
Bam. Great.
I mean, Chelsea.
Tell us.
Are you a stand-up comic?
Yeah. I haven't been doing it much since the show.
Because you're a professional writer right now.
And you're busy.
I have no brain power after the day, which is bad. I need to start doing more shows. But I was doing lots of stand-up before. And no, but this is great. I mean, being a writer is more of my long-term goal. So it's great. I'm happy. But I need to get up more.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
How do you like it out there?
In the stand-up world? I love it. I feel like hanging out, this is going to be so corny, but like they're just my people. Like I feel like, you know, in like the weird drama kids in high school where they all find each other and they're just like singing around town and they're all like happy and they're like, these are my people. That's how I feel about comics. They're all like, I'm not too much for them, you know?
Right. You don't come in too hot.
No. And because they're all like, I get it. Or you don't have to be fake. You can just like, I mean, there is some sort of like.
Bullshit.
There's lots of bullshit. You know, it is what it is. But like, you know, you can just go walk up to someone and be like, today's a shit day. And be able to tell them about it. And like, it's not weird or too much or the social like weird norms that we have about being polite and being all. You can just kind of like. Be yourself around them.
And how do we feel about girls your age in the comedy scene? Are you feeling like, oh my God, it's so hard because it's a male world? Or are you feeling completely equal to the guys there in terms of the respect you get and the time you get and all of that? Where are we at?
I mean, I'm very like, I know where I'm welcome and I know where I'm not welcome and I don't really try to like push into the places I don't feel welcome because I don't think I'm going to do as well of a set, to be honest. So like I don't do the mics that I know are kind of like shitty to women. So I make a little bubble for myself, which I mean some people might go, that's bullshit. You need to like be – I mean I'll go do shows anywhere. But mics, I feel like.
And mics means like open mics.
Oh, yeah. Open mics, like where you, it's like the gym for, you know, I'll go to the ones where I feel like, okay, they want to listen to women here and they care what I have to say.
Yeah.
Because it's like actually effective time. So I don't feel that like shittiness towards women because I don't go those places. Shows, however, I will never say no to, like, you know, I'll go wherever
for
a show.
Someone wants to hire you up.
I don't know that I feel it like. Other comics are fine to me because I think people are like, if it's funny, it's funny. If it's not, it's not. But crowds.
Crowds.
That's
where it's
at. It's more crowds than it is like other stand-ups.
And what are we seeing from these crowds?
I think that they don't they don't mind so much. Okay, I hear a lot of, oh, you're going to talk about sex the whole time, aren't you? There's like an expect, you know, oh, another sex comic. And it's like,
because you're female?
Because I'm female and all we can be funny about is sex for some, you know, that's, I think that's a thing. Of
is that what you're talking about?
So,
oh, is that your stand-up?
I mean, not any more than any male comics are talking about sex. I mean, sure, it's a topic. It's a topic that affects everybody. It's one of the most universal things that everybody can relate to. So why wouldn't you do material on it? But I think it's like an assumption that female comics talk so much about sex because it's like the only thing that we could be funny about. But
thanks, but Amy if you Schumer. Don't,
I mean, whatever, you know, she, it, good for her, you know. But I get like those kind of things. Or if you don't, I think they don't mind seeing female comics, but like they want to see what they're going to, how do I word this fairly? It's more like in certain areas, you have to like, it almost feels like you have to play to the stereotype they think you're going to be, you know? Okay. Which is hard because like, or you can just bomb gracefully, you know? Yeah. But I don't know. I haven't felt like that my gender was a huge issue.
That's really good.
I really haven't. And I feel like you know, I know that it's a huge problem for a lot of women in the scene and that they really feel the effects of it. I've been lucky where I haven't felt it that much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I see it happen a lot.
We only have like another minute or two. So do you have anything else you feel like we need to know in our lives? Anything that your YouTuber, Kingsley, that you work with.
Oh, yes. He's full of stuff. He's got his terms like messy. This is a new one where it's like, oh, that's messy. Where it's like, you know, you can just get it from what I'm saying. Messy, like, that's crazy. That's a mess. That's goofy. That's weird type
like,
of thing.
Like, would you, like, in terms of, like, oh, I went to this movie. It was messy.
No. Like, if somebody's, like, going off on a rant or somebody's acting, like, foolish.
And, like swigging
you're messy.
Wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll go, I'm deceased. Like,
oh, God.
You know how people are like, I'm dead. I'm laughing so hard I'm dead. He goes, deceased.
And I like that.
So funny.
I'm going to jot that
but
down.
But it's better when he does it. Like, I feel like I can't pull it off.
Deceased.
As well. Deceased. It's so great. And then,
is Kingsley a straight man?
No,
he is a wonderfully gay man.
Because deceased feels like you know, I don't know if a straight man can rock it quite that well.
He
like,
rocks
that's
it
really
so.
Fun.
Deceased. Messy. What's another good one? I know there's more.
No, this is great.
He's full of them.
Kingsley. I know I've heard that name before.
Look, and we're going to watch the show whenever it comes out.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You'll keep us posted.
I will.
And where can people find you in this world?
You can find me on Twitter at Chelsea S. Frank. Chelsea spelled la normal way, like the British way, the city, the soccer team, all of the above. Yeah. Chelsea S. Frank on Twitter and on Instagram at Chelsea Frank. But you can also just add me on Facebook because I love Facebook.
Oh, you do.
Fucking throwback.
I love it. I'm Facebook forever. I'm a vintage bitch.
I love it.
And Snapchat, I just got it because, like, you're supposed to have it.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
O-M-F-G. Well, she was a real delight.
She gave me some – I don't know if you're going to like this or not. And I was going to ask her, but then I thought, you know when somebody says, does anyone say you look like it can go one way or the other?
Oh, yeah. Trouble. Could be troubling.
She was giving me Amy Winehouse vibes.
Oh, that's nice.
Like
I think
a
she'd
clean
like –
you know, no troubles, no troubled waters, kind of Amy Winehouse vibe.
You mean not drug-addled?
That's what I mean, yeah.
You
like know.
Not like sunken face and...
Right, not with a heroin boyfriend kind of deal. God bless,
God
you
bless.
Know, R.I.P. But the winged eye...
Yeah, she
just
did.
Had,
she brought a winged
she
eye.
She was like a young Amy Winehouse before the shit hit the fan.
And it was actually, I was looking at her winged eye, wondering what Lauren, our previous guest,
yes.
would say about it. If it's like...
Felt great.
It felt great in here.
It was like a modified winged eye. It wasn't
yes,
aggressive.
It didn't go far out. It was just a little... Doot.
It actually had me thinking like, I'd love that.
Could I do it?
Could I do it and would I be able to rock it?
And it felt like a liquid liner, which
oh, absolutely.
I don't own.
Are you kidding me? I would never know what to do.
Look...
I don't have a steady hand for that.
I couldn't.
I would never be able to.
I couldn't.
It's not an option.
It would be like a spider web on my eyelid. I don't
be like train tracks.
Yes. Ugh, maybe we should go get ourselves checked out. Maybe there's something wrong with that.
Our nervous system is shot. I think she would be providing a service to the people to get her forms together.
Guidelines.
Her breakup
forms
with the correct wording for people. I think there's a hard-covered book in that. At the very least, a Pinterest download.
That'd be cute.
You know, that she could make maybe a dollar or two on, maybe 50 cents per download, and you can get the correct form for your situation.
Get your quarters, girl.
Yeah, get them quarters. And, you know, yes, that's a service that we need as a society.
As a sad, sad, sad society.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad we learned these things. Shit seems messy out there.
It's not cute.
I'm glad to be married.
God bless. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod.
And we'd like to thank Aubrey at Bobbery Jane, BOBBERYJAYNE. Who sent us a real funny GIF.
Oh, boy.
GIF or GIF, whatever you may please, of Jason Mantzoukas winking awkwardly with the word wink underneath it.
You know, that's real nice.
And I liked it.
I like it, too.
I liked it a lot.
You know, and I get it because if he were to put one of those winks on my way, I would giggle.
Oh, word?
Oh, yeah, I would giggle. I would giggle.
Okay. I'm hearing you.
I'm not saying I would, like, unbutton my blouse. Okay. I'm just saying I would giggle.
But you're not saying that.
I would not do that. Okay. I would giggle.
Okay. 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 Yeah. Okay. Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
Seem very defensive.
I would goddamn giggle.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any thoughts, if there's something pending, bothering you, confusing you, confounding you, and you want us to dig into it and get a youth to unpack it, please email us at OMFG Deanna, DEANNA, Emily, EMILY, at gmail.com, and we will take it to the streets.
Toot toot.
Hello, I'm Chris Gethard, and here with me is dream analysis expert
Gary Richardson.
And we are here to give you a taste of a brand new podcast called In Your Dreams, presented exclusively by the fine folks at Casper.
We listen to the wildest, weirdest dreams submitted to us by you, our listeners. And we do our best to figure out just what those dreams could possibly mean.
I look over the side of my bunk bed, and there are Huey Lewis in the news.
You're saying this person might have interests in style and fashion specifically. You can tell that from that voicemail.
99% certainty.
Plus, we'll be joined by some very special guests.
The word mortality comes to mind.
Mortality?
Blood.
Bloodtality.
Subscribe to In Your Dreams right now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.